donations and all.
Okay.
And
so okay.
For kidneys in the state.
17,000 people.
Yeah. And the wait times, could, if you have type O blood, you could wait 7 to 11 years on dialysis where your health declines. And it's, I can tell you from personal experience, it's not much fun, and they're not that modern. You're not going to be on your laptop surfing the web generally.
So Silverstone Solutions came about how? You have a software background.
Well, actually, I ended up needing a kidney transplant, and while I was waiting on dialysis, I was looking at the problem, and heard of a concept called kidney pair donation, where willing but incompatible donors would be swapped. So after I got my transplant, when I came home, I started developing software that would not only swap it, but deal with pools of people, because when you have a whole lot of people, there's a lot of combinations. Even 200-person pool in a three-way pairing can have over a million combinations, so humans couldn't figure it out. So prime case where computers could.
You recognize that this was a software solution.
Exactly. I didn't think I could go back and become a cell and molecular biologist in time to save many people's lives. But since I'm a software guy, I was Microsoft early, Macromine into Macromedia, Marimba. And then when I saw this, I was like, well, this is an enterprise software problem. This is the type of thing I understand, and maybe I can do something about it. I didn't know why other people weren't, but even if there was academic efforts out there that I read about, I realized that a serious software application needed to be developed from people who knew how to do that.
I understand you're based in San Francisco, and you've been working with a medical center there?
Yes, very good point. So California Pacific Medical Center in San Francisco is the first hospital using my software. Now, the first transplant they did with this was 2 years ago on Valentine's Day. Now, that day is known for another organ, but it was the first paired donor transplant they did with my software there. In the 2 years since then, they've done 20 paired donor transplants, which has represented a 20% increase in their living donor program. Now, what you got to understand also is the difference between a deceased donor organ and a living donor organ could be 10 years of life. So they're much better for everybody concerned. And when you have a valuable resource like a kidney donor, you can't send them home. So if you went in and your brother wanted to donate to you, there's a 35% chance he'd be incompatible. They'd send them home.
I don't think most people realize that. They hear about brothers or sisters or relatives donating a kidney. They don't realize that there are many that will not match.
So first thing is having someone willing to give you that gift of life.
Right. And
imagine the devastation to discover that someone's made that leap, but they're incompatible.
Yeah.
It's devastating for all the people involved.
Yeah. Oh, it is.
And so the leap of notion, the notion that if you're still going to donate a kidney, so both people give kidneys, both people get kidneys, often this is the best type of transplant for them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Is this a self-funded effort?
Maybe I'm naive, but I believed I could change medicine through technology, and I didn't want to spend time trying to raise money. I wanted to spend all my time trying to build a solution as soon as possible, so I funded it all myself.
Well, that's tremendous, and what does the future hold for you? What's the next step for Silverstone Solutions, David?
Well, if things go well, I hope to take this regionally, nationally, and globally. As amazingly enough, I've already had representatives from a few different countries come and talk to me about bringing it there. But right now I'm focused on solving the problem in California.
Yeah.
17,000 people of the 83,000 people on the wait list. If we can figure it out here, we can take it across the country.
Yeah.
And if we as a nation don't solve this problem, we are encouraging people to go to China to execute prisoners, to go to South America, and to pay people for organs instead of trying to resolve it in a responsible manner here in our own country.
Yeah. Well, this is tremendous. This was really an impressive company to have at Demo. And again, I've been speaking with David Jacobs, the founder of Silverstone Solutions. Thanks a lot, David.
Thank you. Have a good evening.